What does a sales manager do? That's the question you've asked me. I'm going to give you the answer today on this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, my name is Dave Lorenzo. This is the show that takes you inside business strategy and shares all the insider business secrets with you. Today, we're answering the question, what does a sales manager do? And I'm going to give you six specific things that a sales manager does. I'm also going to share with you a shortcut, and you're not going to want to miss this. At the end of our time together today, I'm going to share with you a shortcut that's going to make every sales manager's life easier. So if you own a business or you're a sales manager and you manage a sales team, this video is going to make your life a lot easier. So join me for the six tips and the one shortcut that you don't want to miss. So we're going to get into the content right now, but I want to say something that is going to sound a little strange, but really makes a lot of sense when you think about it. The best sales manager is somebody who has no idea what a sales manager is supposed to do. He or she just knows that they get recognized, they get rewarded when the sales team wins. If you keep that in mind, if you didn't know anything else, you didn't know what the expectations of the job were other than your salespeople need to sell at their quota or better, the more of them that do that, the more successful you'll be. If that was the only guidance you ever took away as a sales manager, you would be just fine. In large companies and as part of a large sales team, we put a burden of reporting and all kinds of corporate requirements on the sales managers that distract them from their ultimate goal. So the six things that I'm going to share with you and the shortcut that I'm going to share with you today, those seven things, those are the basics. And if you only focus on these, you're going to do really great as a sales manager. So the first thing you need to do as a sales manager is create a distraction-free environment. Create an environment that allows the salespeople to get in front of their customers as much as possible. Now, if a salesperson is doing a report, they can't be in front of a customer. If a salesperson is in a meeting, or if they're traveling to a meeting, or if they're in front of you, their sales manager, they're not in front of their customer. So you as a sales manager need to clear all of that crap out of the way, and you need to make sure that the salespeople are in front of customers 90% of the time. If you do that, you're halfway toward achieving your role's success as a sales manager. That's right. If you just clear away the clutter, you'll be halfway to being the most successful sales manager anybody's ever seen. So keep reports to a minimum. Keep meetings to a minimum. Your job as a sales manager is to keep the sales team in front of their clients as quickly as you can, as often as you can. The second thing you should do as a sales manager is provide a system for your sales team so that they know they're on track. How do I know that I'm going to close a deal? Well, if I've identified my ideal customer and then I've targeted them and they've opted in to receive more information from me, and then I follow up and they're qualified and I help them solve a problem, I know I'm going to close them. I know that's a deal that's going to work. That's my system. Well, you as a sales manager should have identified a similar system in your business, and you have to share that system with all of your salespeople. Why is it important? So they know where they stand. If you said to your sales team, how many deals are you going to close this month? They could look at the system and say, okay, I've got 15 people at the 80% mark of the system. I'm going to close 12 of those 15 definitely, so I can close at least 12 deals this month. They can say it with confidence because they know where they are in the system. So you as a sales manager must provide a system for your sales team. And that's where my special offer comes in. That's where I told you there was a secret. This is the secret. The system is the secret. I'm going to give you my system. You can take my system, use it with your sales team. You as a sales manager are going to be phenomenally successful. If you do, here's what you have to do. Go to RevenueRoadmapGuide.com, RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. At that website, you'll be asked to enter your contact info, and then you'll be sent a link. You can download my system right now, And you can give it to all your salespeople. They can fill out the questionnaire in the back, customize the system for them, but you can ask them at any point where they are in the system and you'll know how many deals are going to close this week and this month. So step two, for you as a sales manager, provide a system. Step three, constantly training and coaching. If you want to be the best of the best as a sales manager, I mean, you came here wondering what a sales manager does. So if you want to be the best of the best as a sales manager, you have to constantly train and coach. You can use these videos, the videos that I have on my YouTube channel. There's over 680 of them right now. And by the time you watch this, there may be over 1,000 videos. You can use these videos for ideas to train your sales team. You can use my revenue roadmap guide, train your sales team on that. But the little bit of time you spend in front of your salespeople should be one-on-one. Give them two or three tips they can take away. Tell them the tips are optional. If they fit in with their style, they can use them. Constantly train and coach them. All right, the fourth thing you should be doing as a sales manager is focus on outcomes. I know you have to do reports. I know that there are things that are measured like number of calls, number of emails, number of contacts, number of touches, that sort of thing. None of that matters. What matters is the dollars you take to the bank. If you have a great salesperson who closes 5 deals a week and breaks records with the revenue that they drive to the company, who cares what their reports look like? Nobody cares. All they care about is the outcomes. That's what you should be focusing on as a sales manager. Always focus on outcomes. So 3/4 of the way through what does a sales manager do? We're 3/4 of the way through answering these questions. There's two things left. These two things are critically important. The first, share best practices. Your sales team is doing things right 80 to 90% of the time. Catch them doing things right. Capture those best practices and share them with the rest of the salespeople. If somebody's got a new technique they're using, they got a great script they're using, share it with everybody else. That's the benefit of being part of a sales team. You get best practice sharing, best practice replication. And then finally, the sixth thing, the most important thing you can do as a sales manager, recognize and reward your sales team. Your salespeople are big ego. They're highly competitive. If you're hiring the right people, they are fueled by recognition. Make sure you're always celebrating every success. Recognize people doing things right. Recognize them in front of their peers, and you will be a great sales manager. You want to discover other things that sales managers do? You want to learn how to be the best possible sales manager? Watch the rest of the videos in this series. Scroll down right below me here. There's another video coming up right now. Watch that video, and I will see you there.